We had seven highly qualified candidates, and we spent that time basically going through each of the seven and deciding who we would like to bring back for a second round interview for a final three. And it did take a while, predominantly because there were so many positive people. It was a very tough decision to make.
What was the margin?
You know, really, there was no one that was a clear cut. It was all very, very tight and competitive.
So if one of the four, well, I guess the hypothesis is, could any of the seven fill this position?
Absolutely. That was one of the very first things we told Mr. Feltner from TASB Search. He, of course, was not in on the interviews, and our very first comment today was, the interviews went great, and we literally interviewed seven people that could all do the job. There's not a single person we interviewed that would not be qualified and competent to come in and lead our district.
The style of the format of last week's interviews was a little more rigid than what you'll experience in this next round. And I say that to ask, how much were you able to learn about the seven people because you needed to stick to such a to a more rigid format?
No, that's actually a very good point. Last week, we had about 21 set questions to 24 set questions that we asked all the candidates. And different board members had come up with those questions. You're correct. There was no elaboration. There were no follow-up questions. It just was a set question. I will say that with the caliber of the people that were interviewing and applying, they kind of knew that would be the drill. And so they did a very good job. You know, the unwritten rule here is that they took 2 hours themselves to answer 20 questions. So they spent a great deal of time elaborating on their own and going into it. So while that was still thorough, it did leave follow-up questions you may have or areas that you might want to revisit. And on our second round interviews, we have much more flexibility on the questioning format. And I think that will be a really good opportunity to ask tougher questions and ask more specific questions relating to that candidate.
One of the instructions that Butch Feltner from TASB also gave going into last week's interviews was pay attention to the nonverbals and how they carried themselves, some of these intangible things. Was there any discussion today about that?
You know, again, you're absolutely correct. You want to look for all the normal things. Does someone seem nervous? Are they composed? Are they fidgety in an interview? Do they, you know, radiate confidence while they're sitting there? And again, the quality of the candidates was so high that there was no discussion today about someone seemed timid or answered poorly or was nervous. We really had a slate of seven very qualified people that all knew that they could do the job and were confident in explaining that to us.
In fact, that was something that Butch Feltner told me, that it's not everywhere where you can get to a first round of interviews and have a tough decision among the whole entire field, in this case, seven candidates. Brian's blessed as the stars are in this particular alignment.
Absolutely. And that was something, you know, this is my first superintendent search to go through. And that same thing has been echoed by older members on our school board, is that in the past, there has never been a time where you had a full slate of highly qualified people. I think TASB has done a great job bringing us the candidates. I think the board deserves credit for going through those 54 and picking seven, you know, that were just surefire winners. And now we've got it down to three, and I think we all feel very confident about those three.